to learn the system, to learn the trust of Brady, to get that timing down. I think so many people think, just Chad, all you do, you get out there, you run the route, you just get open.
Yeah.
It's not that easy. No? I mean, I wish it was that easy. If it was that easy, everybody coming to do it, everybody be in the NFL.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work like that, man. There's a system. There's a way things are done. You know, there's a Patriot way. You know, and until I get to doing it that right way consistently, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's when everything comes in the flow. I mean, it's flowing like water. And I try to think back, there's a time where Carson could drop back with his eyes closed and throw the ball, and he'd know where I'd be. Like, I need to be on that page with Brady, and it doesn't happen.
Thank you.
Like that, you know? Yeah. But everybody wants it. They're rushing it. Like, it ain't that easy, which is why I didn't say anything. There was no reason to fuss and complain, you know? Take the back seat, become a sponge, learn as much as possible, try to do it as fast as possible. That's what I tried to do.
Chad, what have you learned about Belichick this year?
Belichick, he loves me.
He loves you?
Yes.
Did he tell you that, or?
He didn't have to tell me that, because if he didn't, I wouldn't be here.
But see, he had a reputation before you. Obviously, you heard the reputation he had before you got here. Did it change when you got here, or did
no.
you?
He said Belichick and I were friends before I got here.
Right.
And I mean, very good friends. I experienced how many years it took getting to know him. And I knew what it was. I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew the changes I was going to have to make as a person, as a player, before I got here. And I think I did just that.
People talk about him being a genius. Where do you see the genius in him?
The stats speak for itself. You know, what he's done over his career, it speaks for itself. Regardless of who's inside, regardless of the personnel, one thing always happens here in New England is they win. They always win consistently, regardless of the chess pieces.
Chad, you mentioned, you know, hey, where do you go from New England? You know, it's like losing Oprah. I know you talked to Randy. Is that something maybe Randy sort of imparted to you?
No. It's common sense. It's common sense. It's common sense and just being smart. Just being smart. And the thing with Randy and Terrell, it was just more so a football sense, a feel, someone who understands what I'm going through, plays the position, been there, done that, you know? And it's been cool, man. Those two have been a joy. When I said earlier that they kept me sane, it was the only two who would understand where I'm coming from about what I'm talking about. You know, people are going to make fun of, why are you talking to them two? And they have no clue. You know, you don't have a clue because they can relate.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I just say with Randy, I mean, you know, obviously I know he had some regret about, well, his time ended in New England. Did that ever sort of come up?
Nah, we never talk. Nah. We talk about that.
Yeah.
What I do?
No, you're doing it. I'm doing it. Just, first of all, a number of things I want to ask you about. Let's start with the lockout.
Mm-hmm.
How much of the lockout played a part?
I think it played a part in everybody's situation. I think it might affect a lot of people differently.
Mm-hmm. How did it affect you?
Oh, man. I wasn't able to get here at a normal time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than that, that's about it. You have to excuse my nose. That's Vicks Vapor Rub.
That's all right.
That's Vicks. So we're going to think of something else.
So the lockout hurts.
I think so. A little bit.
Relationship with Bill Belichick. What's up?
Very good. I mean, it's been good for years, and it hasn't changed now that I've been part of the team. Still a very good friend of mine. He's a great coach. Now I get to see Bill Belichick on the inside. You know, what he's really like, how he operates, how he runs the team. I learned a lot of things with him that have made me a better player, a better man, just in a sense, just the way he just does things. Other than that, it's been fun.
How difficult has it been for you not to play so much?
It's been hard. You know, the competitive side of me. Excuse me.
No problem.
The competitive side of me wants to be out there. That's about it. I mean, you don't have fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's no substitute. My grandma always told me there's no substitute for hard work. And that's one thing I've always done. Regardless, and everybody's gonna say it's so cliche. It's the NFL. Everybody works hard. Blah blah blah. I know, but it doesn't always turn out the way you want to. The results don't always turn out. All I could do was just continue to do what I was supposed to do. Continue to do what I was asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I did just that in the most professional manner that I knew.
Yeah, and you kept your mouth shut doing it.
Which is weird. That's the weird part.
Why is that weird?
I don't. For me to be able to function and play at a high level, I have to run my mouth. I have to antagonize. I have to intimidate, whatever that might mean. I have to have fun. And
is that why you did what you did in Cincinnati?
Yeah, because it forces
me. Because Marvin Lee, I guess people say, well, Marvin Lee, you get away with
it. It's not about getting away with anything, because it's the way I play the game. It's the way I play the game. It doesn't hurt anybody. You know, it doesn't do anything wrong.
Because Marvin gets criticized, well, he lets
you can't criticize. Marvin, Chad played and did what Chad was supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's it. Now I just have to turn over a new leaf and find a new niche to get it done without saying anything.
Could you put up numbers? Could you put up numbers?
You can put up numbers.
Where you are now.
Yeah. You can put up numbers anytime when you know what the hell you're doing. It's easy.
People said that you're not playing. And I want to hear this from you.
People
say you're not playing because you don't understand the place.
What people?
Just the public, the media.
What do the media
fans
know?
Well, that's what I'm asking. That's why I'm coming to you.
No,
that
but
is why
let
I'm
me,
coming
let
to
me,
you.
Let me address
go,
this.
Go ahead. Yeah, I want you to address it.
The New England Patriots.
Yep.
Is an organization.
Yes.
An elite organization.
Yes.
Where everything is in-house and always stays in-house. It's like Fort Knox. There are no leaks. There are no sources. So claim that they have going around the league. There's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
So with the media, with the fans, with everyone else, is their public opinion on what they feel might be the problem. They don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Nobody does.
Is the system difficult for you to understand?
No. There's no system. I'm extremely intelligent. Extremely intelligent. It doesn't have to do, I mean, football sense. Just life, the way I carry myself, the things I do, we can all see I have sense. You know, I'm smart. It didn't play out the way it was supposed to play out.
Chad, do you want to come back?
You're fucking right. Can I curse?
We can beep it.
Don't bleep it. I'm just being me.
You want to come back?
Fucking right.
What's your relationship like with Tom Brady? Does he believe in you?
We're dating.
What'd you say about a first year marriage?
It's always rough.
First year in marriage is always rough.
Always rough.
So
but you have something to prove, don't you? You
as feel always. Like, I mean, all the time. I mean, I've always had that chip on my shoulder. It's my style. You know, it's where I am. And if I don't have the chip, I'm going to create it by saying something to someone else that has to deal with me that week. You know, it's just going through this in quiet.
Do you feel like you were held back here because of that? Because of Belichick's way?
No.
Well, you mentioned the Patriot way.
Yeah, the Patriot way, there's always a way to be yourself in the Patriot way. Aaron Hernandez. Like, Aaron Hernandez is nothing but me, you know, in the Patriot way.
You have a chance to win a ring.
You have a chance to win a ring.
Yes, my second one.
Your second one.
Yeah.
Do you have a Super Bowl moment? Do you have something in your mind that could somehow cure the whole season?
Cure the whole season, no.
For you? Do you have something, a Super Bowl moment in your mind?
No. Just go out there and do everything I can. Make the plays that are called, catch the ball for Tom, and that's it. We'll see what happens.
Chad, yesterday,
yes, sir.
Yesterday you said even if you won the Super Bowl or had a big game, it would not make up for everything that had happened to you during the course of the year. Looking back on that, having a day, you know, so can you still feel that way? Even if you bring home the trophy, have a good game, would that not validate or make up for how the season has gone for you?
Maybe. I have to wait till that happens. You know? So I was thinking right now, all I can remember is you're only as good as your last game or your last 16 games. It's a little phrase that we use when we play Madden. So, I don't know. You're only good as your last game. That's all I can say.
Have you played it through in your mind? Just, you know, the Super Bowl, something you've probably dreamed about your entire life. Like, here you are now. You know, I mean, and this is the chance to show everybody.
I haven't thought about it like that.
Do you think the three guys, I think you said yesterday, the three guys have helped you the most, Mike, Marvin, and Brett, as far as coming into the league?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Okay, they gave me life, you know? They gave me life.